Today's lecture is a special one, focusing on something we all seek, love. But as we'll explore, finding the love you deserve isn't about searching for the right person. It's about unlocking something within yourself. Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the visionary founder of Ascendancy, designed this program to guide us through exactly that kind of deep inner transformation. Brian is going to take us through a powerful session titled Unlock the Love You Deserve, Using Ascendancy to Attract Your Soulmate. It's about understanding how, by aligning with your true self, you can create the space for the kind of love that's not only fulfilling but transformative. So get ready to dive into this journey of self-discovery and personal alignment. Take it away, Brian.
Thanks, Hope. Let's get something clear right from the start. The love you deserve is already available to you. It's not outside of you. It's not something you have to chase, and it's not something someone else can give you. It's something you access by unlocking yourself. The idea that you're incomplete until you find someone to complete you is one of the biggest illusions that society and, frankly, popular culture has ever sold you. Before we can talk about attracting your soulmate, we need to talk about you, because that's where it starts and that's where it ends. What is it that has kept you from experiencing the love you desire? It's not that love is scarce. It's not that your soulmate is somewhere out there, hidden, waiting for the stars to align. The only thing standing between you and the love you deserve are the thought wires running through your mind. Those deeply ingrained patterns that tell you stories about love, worthiness, and relationships. These thought wires, for most people, were installed long before they were aware of them. They came from your parents, your culture, your society, and your past experiences. And now they run the show without your permission, shaping how you think about love, how you see yourself in relationships, and how you believe others see you. The first principle of ascendancy, core being, is where we begin. You cannot attract the love you deserve while living inauthentically. When you're living in alignment with someone else's idea of who you should be, or when you're trying to mold yourself into what you think someone else wants, you're sending out the signal that you don't matter, that your true self doesn't deserve love. So let's start with this. You do deserve love, but not by pretending to be someone else. The real you, the authentic you, is the one who will attract the soulmate you're looking for. Anything less, and the connection won't be real. It won't last. It won't feed your soul. Now, why do so many people find themselves in relationships that don't serve them? It's because they've been conditioned by their thought wires to seek love externally, to look for someone to validate them, to fix them, or to provide something they believe they lack. And in doing so, they attract people who reflect their own lack of internal alignment. The second principle of ascendancy is internal alignment. To attract the love you truly deserve, your thoughts, emotions, and actions must be in harmony. When you're out of alignment, when you say one thing, feel another, and do something completely different, you send mixed signals to the universe. You create confusion, not only for yourself, but for those you're trying to connect with. You can't attract a soulmate when you're living in disharmony with yourself. The universe, the people around you, they respond to who you are being, not who you say you are. So if you're telling yourself that you deserve love, but your actions show self-neglect, or your emotions are filled with self-doubt, what kind of signal are you sending? You're telling the world you're not ready for the love you think you deserve. Radical accountability, another core ascendancy principle, is critical here. This is where you take full responsibility for the relationships you've attracted into your life up to this point. Every person, every experience, every relationship, romantic or otherwise, has been a reflection of who you were being at that time. It's not about blaming yourself or others. It's about owning your part in the dynamic and understanding that you have the power to create something different. Here's where most people get stuck. They believe that finding their soulmate is about finding the right person, but that's not the real work. The real work is becoming the person who naturally attracts the kind of love you deserve. You don't need to search for your soulmate. You need to become the person who resonates at the level where your soulmate exists. Think about that for a moment. Are you showing up in your life as the person you want your soulmate to be attracted to? Or are you stuck in old echo patterns, repeating the same behaviors, thoughts, and emotions that have led you into relationships that don't fulfill you? Echo patterns, those repetitive behaviors and thought processes, are the cycles you must break if you want to create space for real love. The same actions will always yield the same results. If you keep thinking you're unworthy of love, if you keep engaging in self-sabotage, if you keep allowing fear and doubt to guide your choices, you will continue to attract relationships that reflect those patterns. Breaking free from echo patterns requires embracing Phoenix moments. Those moments of breakdown where the old ways of being fall apart, allowing something new to be born. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's messy. But this is how transformation happens. When you let the old stories about love and relationships burn away, you create the space for a new kind of love to emerge, a love that is aligned with your authentic self. So how do you attract the love you deserve? You stop searching. You start aligning. You dismantle the thought wires that have kept you stuck in patterns of unfulfilling relationships. You take radical accountability for your part in creating those dynamics. And you step into a new way of being, one that is aligned with the truth of who you are. Your soulmate isn't someone you find. Your soulmate is someone who shows up when you are fully aligned with your core being. When you are living authentically, and when you've taken responsibility for creating the life and the love you deserve. The love you seek is already available, but it's up to you to unlock it by becoming the person who is ready to receive it. That is the power of ascendancy. It's not about looking outside for answers. It's about transforming yourself from the inside out so that the love, the life, and the connection you deserve naturally flow to you. This is where your journey begins. Unlock the love you deserve by unlocking yourself. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.
Wow, what an incredible journey we've just experienced, diving deep into the transformative power of unlocking the love you truly deserve. I hope you're beginning to see that attracting your soulmate isn't about searching outward, but about aligning with your authentic self and creating the space for real, fulfilling love to enter your life. As Brian has guided us today, love isn't something you find. It's something you become ready to receive by breaking free from old patterns and living in full alignment with who you are. You now have the tools to begin that inner work, and the choice is yours to continue living from old thought wires or to step into a new way of being that attracts the love you're worthy of. If today's lecture resonated with you, and I'm sure it did, this is just the beginning. I encourage you to deepen your transformation by joining our free membership at ascendancy.life. That's ascendancy.life. As a member, you'll gain access to free audios, exclusive content, and tools that will help you continue aligning with your true self and attracting the love and life you desire. This is your opportunity to keep growing and to surround yourself with the insights and support needed for lasting transformation. Head over to ascendancy.life and join us. Thank you for being here today, and I can't wait to see where your journey leads as you unlock the love you deserve.